Welcome to Security Guy Radio at live stream. No. Welcome to Security Guy Radio at Black Hat 2017 on live stream. What's your name, sir?
I'm Chris Krugel. I'm with Lastline, one of the co-founders and the CEO.
Ooh, the co-founder. How exciting. Now, what do you guys do?
So we're in the advanced malware detection, breach defense space. So our goal is essentially to keep the bad guys out of the networks, and if they make it in, make it easy for the security analysts to quickly understand what's going on and respond accurately.
Now, how do you accomplish that? What's your
So we are, so we have a range of technology, but in a nutshell, we are monitoring network traffic. We're sort of sitting on the network. We tie into endpoints as well, but we're sitting on the network, monitor things that come in, like web traffic, email traffic, as well as looking at things that go out, just network traffic that could contain command and control or data leakage. And we also monitor east-west traffic, so traffic between machines in the network to understand if there are some lateral movement or some spread inside the network. And by having these different vantage points and these different integrations with other systems, we basically build a picture. We call it a dynamic blueprint of breaches as they evolve, right? So you want to understand, if you look at a breach, it's typically a complex action. The attackers might send you an email, they might lure you on a web page, they establish a breach, a beachhead, and then they start to move around in a network. So there are a lot of little signals that you can pick up and understand, okay, something happened somewhere, and we'll try to pick up those signals and then
so
put things together.
Is that within machine learning? How do you detect malicious traffic to know that it is malware on the network?
Yeah, so it's a combination. Our roots are actually in the sandboxing space. So we have always started to, we've always believed in code analysis, like dynamic and static analysis of various artifacts, could be documents, could be programs, could be network traffic. And we combine that with machine learning. You know, there are a lot of buzzwords these days, artificial intelligence, machine
learning. Behavior, UBI.
Yes, exactly. And so of course, there is a component of that as well. When we look at the analytics part, the things that put things together out of the signals that we detect, there we rely on machine learning because we want to spot patterns, not previously known patterns, but interesting patterns, and bring that to the attention of the security analyst.
Now, you mentioned you monitor stuff going out, and I don't hear that too often. Am I wrong?
No.
So what does monitoring traffic going out help accomplish in protecting the network?
So in principle, it allows you to, for example, detect command and control traffic. So you have a machine that's infected that asks the attacker on the internet for what to do next.
Oh, okay.
It allows you to detect.
Yeah, communicating. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, it allows you to detect data leaks when you look at, hey, someone suddenly sends 15 gigabyte of traffic to a location that they never talked to in the past. Someone uses a client that is unusual. You know, you normally browse always with the Internet Explorer, and suddenly there is something that looks like a Safari web browser sending 15 gigabyte, to Russia. So then, that's something you can pick up.
So does your technology act in a passive or an active manner, determining on the client's tolerance?
Yeah, so I think it's, you have to do both. It really depends exactly, as you said, on the client's wishes. Some say, we want to monitor only. Others want to have a more automated or proactive response. We can do both. We can block network traffic. We can block artifacts when they're being downloaded. We integrate in the email delivery, in the web proxy, so various ways in which you can instrument and block.
And so what happens when you do find and validate that it is actual malware? Does the internal forensics team analyze the properties of that malware and then?
Yeah, so multiple possibilities. One is you help the internal team to understand exactly what was going on, put it in context. That's also very important. People want to know, am I the only one who sees that malware? Is it targeting maybe particular projects that I'm working on? Is that some ransomware that I just happen to get like everybody else? So we help to put the threat into context. We provide very detailed information that helps the reverse engineering. But we might also work or integrate with an endpoint and just help the endpoint to clean it up, right? So we have integration partners, Carbon Black, Tanium, and so on, where we can help them create the IOCs that they look for and that they can then clean up.
What kind of companies use your services? Medium, large?
So we really have sort of two go-to-market strategies. The one where we sell our solution, the platform, directly to end users. These are typically larger organizations, you know, 1,000, 2,000 users or up. Not particular vertical, so just any large enterprise. That's how we would reach sort of the larger, the top of the pyramid directly. And we have a number of OEM relationships. Sonic Wall or WatchGuard and others, and they integrate a part of our solution.
Oh, wow, that's great.
And then basically allow us to reach the lower end of the market, the SMB space, and then they just want one box, and we reach those through OEM partners.
So walk me through, an organization believes they are a victim of malware and it's residing on their network. Mm-hmm. So is Lastline more on a preventative side, install us before that happens or call us when it happens so we can prevent it further, but then also help you track back what happened and what mm-hmm. is in your existing state?
Yeah, it's really both. So we offer a comprehensive breach detection and prevention okay. solution. So it depends. Some customers trust automation more, they feel more comfortable just putting us in an automated blocking mode where we would prevent a lot of the threats just from happening. Others want to have more users in the loop, and that's fine too. But we really do both. So we of course try to help that as little as possible gets in. But if something is in there, we also want to enable the SOC analysts, the security guys, first to be able to respond quickly and accurately, but also then tell a story to their bosses, right? Because the question is, okay, what has happened and what was the impact? Am I done now, right? Because people always think like, okay, so you found this machine is infected, you re-image it.
Okay.
Fine, are you done?
Where did it come
yeah,
from?
Yeah, where did it come it? From exactly? Yeah. Did they spread further? What should I do next, right? So it's a more complicated problem, and we help, we enable those SOC guys, the security guys then to really tell the story and give the context for their bosses, but also feel much more confident that they actually remediated the problem and are secure now.
So I have to bring this topic up, ransomware. We mm-hmm. we feel that's going to be a really hot topic this year mm-hmm. just by virtue of what's been going on in the industry. How does your technology help identify and protect against mm-hmm. the latest ransomware threats that are technically 0 days because nobody has seen it before?
Yeah, that's right. So we actually... wrote a blog post on both WannaCry and NotPetya because our technology detected it out of the box. It's actually very easy to detect compared to some other threats because it's so noisy, right? In some sense, if you analyze that piece of malware, it interacts with your operating system and encrypts a lot of files. It's visible to the user because it tells you.
It sends a lot of flags out. Yeah. Like, I'm doing some nefarious stuff.
Exactly. It's actually easy to detect if you compare that with the threats that try to, be stealthy and steal your stuff without you noticing. Ransomware wants to be noticed because you have to act on it, you have to pay. So it's actually, it's very easy to detect for us in our systems. And, our users, there were a couple of anecdotes where we were in a POC and, the company was running it and they had a parent company and the parent company was infected and they asked this subsidiary, what happened to you guys, right? And they said, no problem, we had Lastline installed and, now we have a second POC. So that was a very, lucky incident. Some of our OEM partners confirmed that, we were the only part in their technology stack that detected the threat. So we were very happy and, the way our technology works was a very good fit for ransomware.
Christopher Krugel, Lastline.com, fascinating subject.
Thank you very much.
Yes.
You guys sound like a leader in the space.
We hope to be, yes.
All right, excellent. Lastline.com is a website.
That's correct,
well,
yes.
Well, thanks for coming on.
What
keeps you up at night?
Well, I think, what keeps me up is that sort of exciting arms race where, we know that attackers look at our technology. We know the attackers try to do the next step, and then staying ahead of the game is what has always excited me about security, and I think we'll do so going forward.
Excellent.
Lastline.com, Security Guy Radio. At Black Hat 2016. Thanks for coming on
the show. Thank you very much.
Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.